Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. ChatGPT is amazing. Not only can it write stories, emails, and code, but one of its standout features is creating images from descriptions. All you have to do is tell it what you want to see, with one exception. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Incogni. Stop robocalls, spam texts, junk email, and more. Get 60% off at privacykim.com. It's magical. Go to ChatGPT and start your prompt with, I would like an image of, then describe what you want to see. Include things like colors, feelings, where it's happening, what time of day it is, and other details. The more you describe the image you want it to create, the better. If you want a certain art style, mention that. And tell it your full request. For example, create an image of a cozy small coffee shop on a street in Paris on a cool spring evening. There are colorful umbrellas outside. But do not ask ChatGPT to ever put words on the image. It fails at that every single time. You'll have to put the text on the photo using an editing program. Get tech smarts with my free newsletter at getkim.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As promised, I'm now bringing you a standout call from my weekend show. Teresa in beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, doing well.
What's going on?
I am looking for a sturdy, very easy to use dumb phone for my husband.
And what kind of phones does he have now? And obviously it's too much for him. What does it do that he doesn't want it to do?
I don't even know what the brand new one was we just got, and that it's a flip phone. We just bought it cash. It was only $60 is what we could find in a hurry because his other one. But he'd had a Caterpillar phone that we don't even know how long he's had it, and he still had troubles using it. But it wasn't a smartphone. It just had touch buttons, had the normal, you know, left, right menu, scroll sure. through back type buttons and stuff like that, and the wheel on it and stuff like that. And even with that phone, which was fairly basic, I'd come home and he'd say, there's somebody who texted me. I don't know what this is. He can't find text. He doesn't do text. He has literacy issues and that. And, you know, I've got a voicemail in here. I can't figure out what it is or how to get it out and things like that and everything. So but it has lasted a while. But it just finally wore out because he does construction.
I was just going to say, because you said it has to be durable. So he's in the construction industry then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, so we want a basic phone that's durable, right? Mm-hmm. Probably waterproof, shockproof, all that other good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want to spend $1,500 for it. Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. And he doesn't do touch screens and that because his hands are so calloused he can't make them work.
Wow. That, you know what? I've never heard that before, but that totally makes sense, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, you got yourself a burly man, didn't you? Whoa. Man.
I have short honey-do lists because it gets it done.
That's awesome. I mean, you know, I'm just thinking, like, I was just, like, comparing your husband to mine. Mine walks around in a suit jacket with a hanky. You know what I mean? So it's like... anyway, so here's the deal. There's a company by the name of Plum, okay? And they make rugged flip phones. So it's something that he can, you know, deal with, and it's shockproof and it's waterproof, and they're not very expensive. I think they're like $70.
And they're unlocked?
Yes, and they are unlocked. Okay. And it has a military grade shockproof is what I'm thinking that might be it. It also has a couple of other things. It has an SOS button. Which I always thought was interesting on to have a phone, to actually have an SOS button right there. I mean, we all know that we can hit the side of our iPhone 5 times in order to bring up 911, but this just has a simple button that he could just press, if in fact he ever needs that. But it's got a fairly big screen and keypad, so it should be easy for him to use. What I'll do is I'll post a link to it over inside the Q&A forum. That's over at commando.com, of course. And so that this way, in case you want to check it out, Teresa, and in case anybody else who's listening says, you know, that's something that I might be interested in as well. And that's inside the commando community. And so I had somebody send me a note the other day. Like, you know, I don't understand what you're talking about the Q&A forum. Well, if you go to commando, if you go to community.commando.com or commando.com/community, whichever one you want to do. And then over on the left-hand side, there's a nav bar. And the Q&A forum is where you can drop us questions and we answer them. And it also gives me a chance to put some notes, some show notes for you guys and gals, so that if I mention something, you're not trying to Google it. Because I am thoroughly convinced that anytime you Google anything, you are at least, oh, I don't know, 3 degrees away from some porno site. Just seems to be that's the way it is. So anytime at all that you hear me mention the Q&A forum, just know that's at commando.com/community. And on the left-hand side, there's a nav bar that says Q&A forum. Now, you don't have to be a member to read anything, but in case you want to post, it's going to cost you a few bucks a month. Thanks a ton for listening. Now, if you have questions, comments, or just a digital dilemma, find your way to commando.com and hit that email Kim link. I treat each email like it's a VIP guest at a tech expo. Now, you can turn tech chaos into clarity. How? Well, you know, get my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com.